Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online / Streaming College Station. I'm your host, Grace Bertrand. What's in a name for Emma Stone? A lot. The two-time Oscar winner revealed in a chat with The Hollywood Reporter alongside her The Cursed co-star Nathan Fielder that she prefers to go by her given name, Emily, when possible. In fact, when asked by The Hollywood Reporter whether she'd correct a fan who called her by her real name instead of Emma, the 35-year-old responded, "No, that would be so nice, I would like to be Emily." Stone revealed that people she works with calls her Emily when she gets to know them, and noted that she made her stage name Emma Stone because Emily Stone was taken by another actress who was a member of SAG-AFTRA before her. Back in November of 2018, Stone said that incidentally, when she was younger, she wanted to be called Emma because of her favorite Spice Girl, Baby Spice, aka Emma Button. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 convictions in New York State for rape and sexual assault have been overturned, according to a decision on Thursday, April 25th. The once prominent Hollywood producer was found guilty in February 2020 of criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree in a New York City courtroom, the New York Times reported at the time. He was subsequently sentenced to 23 years in prison. Weinstein, now 72, was charged after being accused of forcibly performing oral sex on a woman in 2006 and raping another woman in 2013, PBS reported. It is unclear at this time if Weinstein will face another trial in connection with these charges, but the disgraced Hollywood mogul will remain behind bars because of his 2022 convictions for sex crime charges in California. Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan stopped by for Entertainment Tonight spilling the ET and delved into the behind-the-scenes antics and humorous dynamics of their upcoming film, Unfrosted. The duo couldn't contain their laughter as they reminisced about Hugh Grant's unexpected turn as Tony the Tiger.
So Tony the Tiger is Hugh Grant, and we would have fights about comedy because I would tell him, "You're not funny." And I don't really know how Hugh Grant became Tony the Tiger. He called me. I don't know how he heard about the movie. I don't know how he got the script. And I couldn't believe he wanted to do it.
And he is such a home run hitter.
Meeting him and working with him was amazing.
Audio from Entertainment Tonight. Unfrosted marks Seinfeld's directorial debut, co-written with his team of writers. The ensemble cast includes Seinfeld himself and legends like Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, James Marsden, Cedric the Entertainer, and more. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro. Your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online / Streaming College Radio Station. Hi from Rider University, I'm Grace Bertrand.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.